And you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Mid-Missouri source for in-depth news, diverse talk, music of the world. It's more than radio. It is your local community radio, 89.5 on the FM dial and coming to you live on the web at kopn.org. Serving Armstrong, Arrow Rock, Guthrie, Hallsville, Marshall, McBain, Shamrock, Speed, Sturgeon, Moberly, and wherever else you might be listening to us from. It's Mike Hagan, and 9 o'clock Friday morning means it is time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to get things going here with a song from the Gold Bugs back in just a few minutes. Everybody, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. That's a song called I Don't Want to Let You Down. It's from a record called Sometime, I think. Isn't that right, John? By a band called The Gold Bugs. And lucky for me, I've got all three of them here in the studio with me. John Galbraith, I got Jason here, I got Nick. Say hello, guys. I think those mics
hello.
Are working.
Hey, what's happening? Hey.
Ready to rock and roll.
I love it. I love it.
Professor Goldbug.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Now, for people who listen to the show, John was on with us a couple weeks ago, and he played some songs, and we actually had a real good time. And the following night, I think it was, what was it, John, the 8th? Now the 10th maybe of November when you guys had the album release party for the the Galbraith Trio.
Yeah, Cafe Berlin.
A few weeks ago with Ray Fitzgerald and St. Gnome.
Yeah,
that was a great show. So anyway, lucky again, John's back in the studio, but we've got Nick and Jason with us today. And I think that my listeners are probably not familiar. It's the first time you guys have been in the studio, I think. Yeah, Nick, do me a favor, pull that mic toward you a little bit closer.
Yeah, you bet.
You can grab it and pull it.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Oh, is that better?
Yeah, that's good. So, a little bit of background on you guys. Nick, where are you from originally?
I'm from a little town called La Plata. It's up by Kirksville, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
I know where Kirksville, Missouri is, so I'm a northeast Missouri boy.
And how long you've been here in Columbia? I know you've been around here for quite some time, as far as I know. But
I've lived here for about 12 years now. So,
did you do school here and stuff, or do you work here, or what?
Just work. Yeah.
I came to join the Gold Bugs.
I came to join the Gold Bugs.
Basically,
actually, that is.
Was that really the
well,
reason?
I don't know. Well, it's funny. I did. I'd met John maybe I don't know, 6 months or so before I moved here.
Uh-huh.
He came and tried out to play guitar and in this cover band that I was playing.
They didn't hire me.
And he wasn't hired, I quit.
He was too good for him.
So I quit to come down here and join forces.
We put out the bug signal and Nick came in.
That'd be great. We had like the bug signal. I want to put a big light on the top of the radio station here tonight, and we'll put the big bug signal up in the air, shine it off the moon or something.
We'll come flying with our gold capes.
All right. And Jason, you've been gone for a few years, but tell the people about you a little bit.
Well, I left here about 5-6 years ago, mm-hmm. but I was here. I came here in 2001 for school.
At Mizzou,
stuck
right?
Stuck around, yeah. And stuck around till I was done and moved along. And I'm in New Orleans now, but I'm here back to rock and roll with my buds.
Are you involved in any music down there anymore?
I recently joined a band down there. We're called the Great 28s.
Huh.
We do all Chuck Berry songs.
Cool.
Chuck Berry chess collection called the Great 28. So our shtick was just to learn all those songs. And
just get them down to the nuts. So,
right.
Awesome.
I mean, it's like, you know, so many bars and stuff to play there. You just, you know, it's just, and everyone loves Chuck Berry.
Right.
I mean,
it's a lot of fun to play too.
So anyway, I I played a little bit with some other folks, but not band situations. But.
Okay, all right. And for our listeners, Nick is a bass player, and Jason plays the drums. John plays the guitar, and I guess there's some harmonizing going on. John does most of the singing. The record that I'm playing songs from this morning is called "Sometime," right, John?
Yeah.
When did you record that?
Huh.
I think it was like 2010, maybe
2010. That sounds right. And then we didn't do anything with it except put it out online until we had a reunion show in like 2016.
There was one a couple of years ago. I remember I was there. It was
great. It was two years ago.
And then we made a few copies in, but that was the only time we ever made copies of it. But I think it's our best one. It has the best collection of songs on it.
Yeah, there's some great songs on it. I've got a few here that I picked that I'm going to play this morning. But I listened to pretty much the whole record in the last 24 hours. So
cool.
Now the show tonight. By the way, this is a reunion show. You guys haven't played for 2 years. Jason's basically out of town.
Yeah.
And Nick and John do some things together, other projects. But for the Gold Bugs, it's the first time you guys have been playing in 2 years, I guess, right?
Yes.
Right.
That's correct.
All right, so where is the show tonight?
At PDM, which is a DIY venue over on Paris, mm-hmm. 1730 Paris. That's a secret. Don't tell anybody.
All right. Whoa, shit, we're on the air.
Darn it.
What did I just say? We're in real trouble now.
Darn it.
What is going on here?
You know, I have a friend in Chicago, as a side note, and he always remarks to me that I do a Monday night show, and it's 3 hours long, and it's mostly a talk show. And he says, "Mike, I can't believe you can talk for 3 hours, and more interestingly, I can't believe you can go for 3 hours without swearing."
Yes.
And of course, I just blew my record about 30 seconds ago. So anyway, so PDM, it's Nate's place over there on 1730 Paris Road, and it is like a DIY space. I mean, right. He's been doing it for a couple years, but they get some really good shows down there.
It's a fantastic place. Those guys, I think Gorbs is probably my favorite local band right now.
They get some real loud metal shows and some pretty wild stuff down there.
Very cool.
What's happening tonight with you guys? Who else is playing along with you?
Nick's going to start out the night with, he's got a bunch of really good new songs, so get there early. Like 8:15, I think, is when we're going to start. And then Big Medicine, our buddies in Big Medicine, and then
Johnny Boster and his gang.
Yeah, and then us.
All right.
And did I say Ridge Runners?
Oh, the Ridge Runners would be
Ridge Runners.
Don't want to forget them.
Yeah. All right. Wow, that's going to be a heck of a show. So, Nick, tell me what you're going to be. Are you performing like solo stuff?
I've been working on some songs here over the last few months. I don't know how to describe it.
And you'd be playing on the guitar and singing, or playing
just acoustic guitar and vocals. And John is really nice, and he's going to come up and play with me and make my songs sound good.
if you're lucky to do that.
So he does have it. Yes, he definitely does. So I'm excited to share it with everybody.
All right. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm planning on being there. What time? You said things are going to be going around 8 or so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Doors open at 8, or is that all right? Get there at 8. We're going to start around 8. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. I guess it's not going to be... We don't have a stopwatch on you. So
yeah, it's kind of...
Sometime this evening, and you'll get to see some great live music down there. Nick, what's your musical background?
I don't know. I learned how to play... guitar player by when I started, anyway.
Family, though?
Yeah, definitely. Come from a musical family. My dad is actually a really great gospel singer.
Really?
So we kind of learned to do this, you know, growing up in church and stuff, singing in church a lot. And then I met my rock and roll buddies in high school, kind of corrupted me or whatever, you know, and here we sit.
Right. How long have you and Jason known each other? Did you guys meet through the Gold Bugs?
Yeah.
We met first.
Yeah.
And the Gold Bugs got together originally, what? Was it 06 or 07 or something like that?
Yeah, it's probably 06.
Mm-hmm. It was back in the Blue Fugue days when all the... there was so much great music boiling and rolling back then, and a lot of that stuff has really evolved into some really great projects that are still around.
That are still going, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's our first show. They used to have Wednesday nights, was their new music night, mm-hmm. and we played one of those on a Wednesday night, our first show.
Uh-huh.
Ben Vaughn actually contacted us because I left him a CD and stuff.
Right.
Asked us to come play and stuff. And we did that pretty regularly for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Ben, he's a New Orleans guy.
Where is he? I don't know.
You
lived there for a while.
I don't know. It's real. It's a bittersweet story for me. I love the Blue Fugue, and in fact, that's how I kind of get into the music scene as an observer and a listener, and also how I kind of got into radio, because I was so into the music scene that I thought, man, I got to be some way that I can kind of, you know, get involved with this if I'm not performing. And the Blue Fugue was just a real nexus of a whole bunch of different talent back then.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really, really a shame because it kind of just died on the vine. It got kind of ugly there for a while, and they were having a hard time keeping things going. And then finally they just closed it up. And to be honest, I do not know where Ben went. He was sort of a mercurial guy anyway. He was sort of hard to get a grip on him, you know, real cool.
Right.
And I think Scott, though, remember Scotty?
Oh, yeah.
He is, if he hasn't graduated from law school, he's just about to.
Oh,
So Scott Miner is either a licensed attorney or he's about to be one. And that's really well suited for him, I think. You know, he's so smart. And,
he is.
And he liked to argue enough that he needs to have that law degree behind him.
He's got to have an outlet, you know. We might need him someday.
Yeah, you never know, right? Anyway, those were great times, and a lot of great music came out of that. So the Gold Bugs, about 12 or 13 years ago, you guys got things going and played a whole bunch of shows there for a few years, and it's great to have you guys back together for a show tonight.
Thanks, man. Cool.
Thanks
it's great
for
to be
us
here.
Here
yeah.
Too.
Well,
yeah,
let's play. You. What do you say we play another song and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more, right?
Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, I better take care of a little business here, too. All right. The Shelter Insurance Companies will present the 53rd Annual Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony at 6 p.m. November 29th. That was yesterday, so forget about that one. Okay. The Boone's Lake Cordbusters. You know, I should read these beforehand and then I would make a fool of myself on air, but you know.
It's all unscripted. It's all unscripted anyway.
I hope you enjoyed the lighting last night if you were there. Maybe I'll say it that way. All right. The Boone's Lake Cordbusters will be doing a Merry Christmas show Saturday, December the 1st at 7 o'clock at the Historic Missouri Theater, with help from the Locust Street School for Expressive Arts. And we'll also have Take Four and other special quartets will be there. If you want to see some good music, that'll be cool. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. down at the Missouri Theater, the Boons at Chordbusters. And that includes Dennis Freshner, who is one of the members here in our KOPN community. Great musician and has a great voice as well. All right, it's Mike. You're listening to KOPN Columbia, and this is Open Mic Radio, and this is a song called Someday from the Goldbugs. Back in a minute. A song called Someday from the album Sometime. And that's the Goldbugs on Open Mic Radio.
Somewhere.
Somewhere, somehow, some way. That's a great song, by the way. I love that one.
Oh, thanks.
Beautiful song.
We were just remembering, or trying to remember, that's Travis McFarlane on the keys there.
Oh, is that who's playing? I was going to ask who's playing the keyboards.
Yeah. We used to have Andrew Weir help us sometimes, too.
Yeah.
But Travis is on that one, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Both really good players.
Yeah.
Andrew's still around town.
Yeah, so is Travis. Yeah.
Oh, is Travis still around too?
Yeah, he plays with Don't Mind Dying.
Oh, that's right.
He played on some of our JG3 stuff too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So once again, tonight we've got the Goldbugs reunion at PDM. It's down there on Paris Road, about 1730 Paris Road. The Ridge Runners, Big Medicine, and Nick Gorham will be opening with
Goldbug. It's Goldbug.
Nicky Goldbug.
Nicky Goldbug opening up the show with some original material that I think maybe hasn't been heard too much out. Yeah.
I don't know that anybody's heard it necessarily, other than John and a couple other people.
All right. So we've got some debut new music from Nick Gorham tonight. Okay. And we got Jason in town, which is a pleasure. Haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah. Good to be here.
I'm going to have to get a hold of you guys before the show. I mean, we can meet for a beer or something beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's plenty of places to say hi, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, so also, I know that I invited some of the Ridge Runners, all the Ridge Runners, obviously, to come down here. I didn't know that Eddie and the guys were going to be playing, but if anybody's out there listening and you're going to be playing tonight and you can't make it here into the studio this morning, the phone number is 443-8255. If you want to call in, we'll get you in the conversation here over the telephone. So
we know Eddie's not awake.
The Ridge Runners are all working. That's the story that they gave me.
Tim lives a couple houses down from me, and I can vouch for him that his truck wasn't there this morning. So
okay, I'm gonna give Tim a pass. I'm gonna give Josh a pass, but Hickerson, no way,
yeah. No way.
All right, Justin Hickerson,
come on, dude.
I know he's not working right now.
He might
now.
Be asleep too. Though.
Anyway, if you are out there, 443-8255, give us a call and we'll get you into the conversation here. Tonight's going to be a lot of fun. Once again, PDM, we got the Gold Bugs Reunion, the Ridge Runners, Big Medicine, and Nick Gorham playing some music for y'all, okay? I'll be out there, and I'm looking forward to seeing some music tonight, and hopefully we'll see some of you out there as well. I think I'm going to take a minute here and go through some of the other stuff that's happening over the weekend, because it's one of my sort of obligations here on this program. You guys, I'm going to leave the mics on if you want to chime in.
No
all right,
problem.
All right, sounds
because
great.
Because a lot of the stuff I'm not sure of. In fact, I wish Nate were here because there's a thing going on, I think both tonight and tomorrow at the Blue Notes, big time metal stuff going
on.
Oh,
nice.
They're calling it the Metal Meltdown tonight. This features Skooma, Thy Descent, Severus, Provoke the Colossus.
Nice. They have the best names, don't they?
Provoke the Colossus. Yeah. I love it. And, of course, Dr. Dick Ramirez. I'm not sure how Dr. Dick fits in there, but...
Well, you know. Dr. Dick fits.
Get a little absurdist. Get a little absurdist.
It's got to fit somewhere.
These days, anything goes. Come on.
All right. So,
I was going to say something else, but I better not.
I'm going to be at PDM anyway. But anyway, if you're into the metal scene, normally you would be at PDM for the metal scene, but tonight they had to move over to the Blue Note. And tomorrow night as well, there's Cannibal Corpse. Yes, Cannibal Corpse tomorrow. Hate Eternal, Harm's Way, and Bardock. I guess it's really all about the name. If you have a more intense name, you'll get to be the headliner.
You
because,
get to go, right.
You know, Dr. Dick and Bardock, they're not getting a whole lot of attention.
That's
here.
A pretty far cry from Cannibal Corpse. So.
All right, Sunday, December 2nd, we move over to some country music. We've got Colter Wall and Vincent.
Oh, Colter Wall.
Are you familiar?
I've heard a little bit of, yeah, excellent.
All right, Colter Wall.
I don't know much. I've heard it, but it's good.
Okay. That's along with another fellow named Vincent Neil Emerson. That's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock show at the Blue Note on Sunday. All right, that's cool. I love when I hear about stuff that I don't know. And Jason, all the way from New Orleans, we get information about the band playing
right.
at the Blue Note on Sunday night. So, all right, Rose Music Hall tonight, happy hour. C-Rock City, that's 5 o'clock. I don't think it'll be outside, even though it's going to be relatively warm today. We got maybe 50 degrees or so, a little bit warmer than it's been for the last week or so, but still probably do the show inside at Rose. That's 5 till about 7. And Murphy's Ford, Travis Foots. That's a little bit later tonight at Rose. And then tomorrow night at Rose, it's a show I'm interested in. They're called Opal Agafia and the Sweet Nothings. And they're like an Arkansas band, I think. I would say similar to maybe, Alabama Shakes or something like that.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
Really great female vocalist and a super band behind her.
Sounds fun.
Anyway, that's tomorrow night at Rose, Opal Agafia and Sweet Nothings. And Molly Healy's opening for them,
nice.
The Molly Healy Band.
Nice.
So that'll be a good show tomorrow night at Rose. Of course, at PDM tonight, we've got John and the gang, the Gold Bugs, look in the sky for the gold signal, the bug signal
right.
up there, and that'll mean the show's on, all right? Down at PDM, we also have, as I mentioned before, the Ridge Runners and Eddie Boster and Big Medicine, and Nick will be opening things up with some new songs. Let's see what's happening at Berlin. Cafe Berlin.
I mean, Colored Death and somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Bad Wires, along with Many Colored Death and a band called Blights. Now, Many Colored Death is awesome. I'm not familiar with Bad Wires. Anybody here familiar with them?
No.
No? John?
No. Steve Ansegger said they were going there tonight. They had a friend that's playing, so I'm assuming one of the bands might be local, but I don't know.
All right. And then Blights, I'm not sure who they are, but if Many Colored Death is here, it's an indication that you're probably going to get some good music tonight.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's at Berlin tonight, and tomorrow there's a celebration for World AIDS Day. That's tomorrow night at Cafe Berlin. What else? The Roachport General Store. The Sunny Show. I don't know who that is.
That's Bill Barnhouse from Crazy Music,
really?
And his wife, and I don't know who plays with them.
Okay.
But they do, you know, classic rock stuff. She plays keyboards.
Yeah, okay.
She used to teach my son in middle school. Oh, he's good. He had a jazz concert last night. He's playing with the MU Horn Choir at a concert on Sunday, so he's busy.
Cool. That was cool. Him and his buddies came out for the album release party earlier in November out there at Berlin.
Yeah.
There was a whole bunch of young guys there. They were having a good time.
Making fun of me, probably.
I don't think so. I think they were watching. I know some guitar players that were watching pretty intensely.
Pretty closely,
to be honest.
Yeah.
Laughing
happened.
Anyway, yeah, let's see. And then tomorrow, a band called Faded Youth. That's playing out there at Roachport. I'm not sure who that is. So that's sort of a rundown about what's going on around town. I always tell people, if they really want to know what's going on, listen to Kevin Walsh on Wednesday, the so-called Good Life. Toward the end of that show, usually between 5 and 6 o'clock, he does a rundown that's much more comprehensive, and he knows pretty much everything about everybody when it comes to music. So check out Kevin Wednesdays from 3 to 6, the so-called Good Life. Also, I might as well talk about a few other programs that are coming up later today. 4 o'clock, Penguin Tracks, Jill Sheets, and we get the exciting music going on about 4 o'clock, 4 to 6. You've got Penguin Tracks with Jill, then Power Pop Pat's Punk and Pop Hour.
I missed that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. From 6 to 8, he's been doing it for years and years, and it's amazing. Pat's got a great way about him on the air, and he knows a whole lot of great music. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so anyway, so Power Pop Pat tonight, 6 till 8, then of course Grateful Dead from 8 until, I don't know, I think it's 10, and then I don't know if they still call it the Blue Plate Special or not, but we got great music going on throughout the night here at KOPN. So keep your dial tuned in to 89.5 FM. And take a couple hours off, though, in between around 8 o'clock till 11 or 12. And come on out and see the Goldbergs and Ridge Runners and all these guys. We're going to have a great time tonight. It's down at PDM on Paris Road. And here's another sample of some stuff you might be hearing tonight. I don't know if they'll play this actual material that I'm playing this morning, but certainly stuff like it. This is one of my favorites from the record Sometime, and it's called Josephine.
Ooh.
Like that one? All right, so I love it every time we do it with Jason. It's like, oh yeah, I remember that one.
I forgot about that one.
We'll be back in a few minutes. It's Mike, you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We'll be right back.
You've got the saddest eyes I've ever seen. Look inside and I'm trying not to make you cry. I don't know why you do. What did I ever do to Josephine? Tears are falling faster than I've ever seen. Wish that I could help if I just knew how. It's too late now, it seems.
That one's called Josephine. Another one from the Gold Bugs. Love it, you guys. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, my cohort in crime, Diana Moxon, just walked in and was bebopping as she moved in the door, loving the music and commenting about how the sound is reminiscent of the Beatles in many ways. I can definitely understand that. And I was saying while we were on break a little bit ago that I hear Elliott Smith in there and some of the stuff now too. And just great songwriting and really cool, fun stuff to listen to. I'm sure glad that you guys are around and you recorded that record and we get to hear some of it tonight. You gonna play anything off of it tonight? I got to be careful when I ask John, because a few weeks ago when you guys had the album release, I said, what are you gonna play tonight from the record? And he said, oh, probably nothing. And he wasn't lying. He didn't play one song.
It wasn't like a PR stunt or anything. We really didn't.
That's just the way it goes.
Well, anyway, are you going to play some stuff off of Sometime tonight?
I think we got a couple of tunes. I don't remember on that record. Yeah, I think there's a couple.
Oh yeah, One of These Days.
There's a couple.
Oh wait. The list is on.
Oh, we got a song list coming. Now we're really stepping off the edge, you guys, because somebody did call. I don't know who's on the line with us here, but I guess we're just going to slide this right up here and say hello and find out.
All right.
Hi, it's Mike on Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
Hey, Mikey. It's Josh Wrong.
Hi, Joshua. How you doing, brother?
Doing great. How are them Gold Bugs doing?
They are bugging out, man. We're having a great
time. I was really
hoping
you'd pull back from Josephine with that like old style radio voice. Hey, we just listening to Josephine on KOPN Columbia, the hot new track from the Gold Bug. You can see them tonight at PDM.
You know, you sound like Andy when you're doing that.
I'll take that as a compliment.
That's the way it was meant. All right, so yeah, we have Josh Wright Wrong on the line from the Ridge Runners. He is playing bass and singing and doing a lot of things with that band. Are you excited for the show tonight, Josh?
I'm pumped. I haven't played at PDM yet, which is a sad thing to say. I know they've been a pretty awesome venue for a few years now, so I'm excited to be there. Excited to play with the Gold Bugs again. Blast from the past.
Yeah.
Likewise.
I've never been down there either, so I'm excited to go down there for the first time, too. It's going to be a great night.
And it's like 3 blocks away from my house, so I think that's
beat that art. Easy.
Yeah. it's prime crawling home.
Easy walk of shame home, brother.
Yep.
What, you working this morning, I guess?
Yep, I'm holding it down at Columbia Safety.
All right.
I'm working. Couldn't get out. I know we've been talking about getting down there at some point in time. It will happen.
Well, we'll get you and Chelsea down here, because I really like to talk to her about Tiny Attic and the stuff that she's doing as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, all right, well, awesome. Tell the gang I say hello, and all the Gold Bugs here, I'm sure, say hi. In fact, they can say hi themselves.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Thanks
for having me, my man.
Hey, guys.
And we'll catch up tonight, all right?
All right, see you later.
All right, cheers, brother.
Bye.
All right, it's Josh from the Ridge Runners calling in to say hi. All right, we got good energy going already this morning, so we're going to have a good time this afternoon and tonight. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. We're going to play another one from the Gold Bugs here. This is one that's called She Can Never Be Satisfied. I'm not sure why I chose that one, but I'm sure there's something in my subconscious that that triggered it. So once again, the Gold Bugs.
That is how it goes.
from the album Sometimes. It's Mike, you listen to Radio Orbit. No, I always do that. You listen to Open Mic Radio on KFN Columbia. Another one from the Gold Bugs. That's called She Can Never Be Satisfied. It's Mike. You listen to KOPN Columbia. And this is Open Mic Radio. It's about 20 minutes, so about 25 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock on the 30th of November. Man, the time flies. Almost December and Christmas time, all that. What are you guys doing for the holidays? You sticking around?
Yeah. I'm sure.
I'll be working.
You'll be back down in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. A lot of traffic on all
of How long are you here for, Jay?
I'll leave Sunday. Just weekend.
All right. Well, what else?
I just heard this morning there might be Two-Bit Steve show on New Year's.
Really? Where at?
The Brick, maybe? I don't know. I just heard about it. So it might not happen. So I don't know.
Where's the Brick, anyway?
Stay tuned.
Oh, it's at Hotel Frederick in Boonville.
Oh, yeah. Down there in the basement or whatever.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's a nice place.
I played there once.
It's a beautiful hotel.
Yeah.
It's haunted.
So they say. Is it really?
So they say.
You
know, yeah. I don't want
to. Could be.
I need to get a ghost hunter on the show one of these days.
I think that's a good one.
Musical ghosts.
Might be some of The View.
I watched a movie last night. It was called Spectral. It was like basically about ghosts. It was not pleasant. It doesn't get my get my endorsement. Well, we're talking about music, and I digress. Yeah. Speaking of the arts, coming up at 10 o'clock, all right? Stick around, Diana Moxon, and speaking of the arts at 10 o'clock, she will have a fantastic show, as she always does. We'll be talking about a couple of art shows that are happening, at least one in particular, I think, that's what'd you say, out at the Historical District?
Boone County.
Out at the Boone County Historical place out there off of Nifong, a little bit south of town. But I'll let Diana give you the details on that in a little bit here. Stick around for Speaking of the Arts at 10 o'clock. And right now we've got the Goldbugs in the studio. We got Jason and Nick and John. And we're lucky enough to have them playing some music tonight for us down at PDM. You can catch them and the Ridge Runners and Big Medicine tonight, along with Nick Gorham playing some singer-songwriter stuff, I guess, that he's come up with in the last little bit and he's going to share with people tonight. There's also a lot of other things going on around town. Next Friday is First Friday. There's always a lot going on then. The weather's supposed to be pretty decent this weekend, so get on out there and do something. Even if you don't come and hang out with us, find something that you like and go out there and enjoy yourself, okay? John, what are you guys? Is Cole involved? John has a son named Cole who's quite a gifted musician as well. We were talking about a little bit earlier, and he's friends with my son, and my son plays a saxophone, but Cole's a little bit higher level, actually, I must say, than that, and he's working out with the Mizzou band right now, is that right?
They have a horn choir, French horn choir. He's been playing with them, and he takes lessons from their director at Mizzou, and yeah, so he's been doing that lately.
Do those guys do any projects like a rock and roll project? Is Cole involved with any of those other guys?
No, he's never. I've asked him before. He's never been interested because he plays keyboards. He's been playing piano for 10 years.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, a few years ago, they were talking about starting a band, him and his friends. Yeah, one of his friends plays in Blackwater.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, Luca.
They went to, Luca and Eli, too, mm-hmm. your neighbor.
Sure.
And they were talking about forming a band. It got to the band naming stage, and they got together, and they never played a note, I don't think.
Oh, darn. Well, I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen at some point. There's some real talented young guys around. Those guys from Blackwater are great.
Yeah.
There's a kid named Hallam George, actually. He's got a couple projects, and I've been talking with him. He's got a band called, I won't say he's got a band, but there's a band that's called Crooked Fix that is a project that he's involved with, and then another one, and I think we're going to get them to come down here to the station one of these Fridays. But yeah, the music scene in general. In fact, that's something I'd like to ask you guys about. Jason, you've sort of been away for a few years, but you were here long enough to see the results of a lot of the stuff that happened, I think, in the early 2000s, mid 2000s. And Nick, you too. What do you guys think about the scene around here?
You know, there's a lot of really cool stuff that's happening right now, and I think one of the things that I'm excited about, especially tonight, is to be at PDM while we've still got all these great venues like Rose and the Blue Note and Cafe Berlin. It's really cool to see all these kids who have come up with these just crazy, like, metal and punk rock bands, and it's kind of all these things are coming back, and there's kids that are out there doing this for themselves again, and it's really refreshing to me to see that. But it's also awesome too that, you know, I think I saw in December sometime Hoot and Holler's coming back to Rose, and Jason and I were just talking about John and Andy this morning and just how great that band is.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
There's a lot of really good stuff that's still going on that was going on back then, so that's awesome to see that happening too.
Yeah. The Hoot and Hollers just got back. They've been touring with a band called the Dead South, and just sold out show after sold out show. Mm-hmm. Pretty big venues, 2,500, 3,000 seat venues, and they've been sending photos. And Andy and I, in fact, I have a really funny story. I wasn't sure if I was going to share it, but we've got a little time. So this is a Goldbug story from probably 2006 or 7, and I talked to Andy last night, as a matter of fact, and I said, do you mind if I implicate you? And he said, no, we both laughed about it. So, do you guys remember there was for maybe 2 years, they did a festival. It was called the Bluebird Music Festival.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that too.
This has come up several times over the last couple of weeks.
I, there was a guy named Casey, I think, that was in charge of it then.
Casey Reeves.
And for a couple of years, that was a great festival and a lot of fun, and a whole bunch of different venues were involved.
Absolutely.
A whole bunch
of bands. That was
Wes had something to do with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, Wes Wingate was,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, okay, so anyway, so you guys were involved in, I think, both of those, but I think it was the last one. And there was a show that you had at a place called On the Rocks over there on yes. on Broadway. You remember?
Yeah, I remember just talking.
Play with Lou's, man. Lou.
Yeah, with Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay, so Andy and I, and I don't know, a few of the other gang, were running around going to see bands that day, and we certainly wanted to come and see you guys. And On the Rocks was a place that we didn't hang out. I don't think we'd ever been there before.
Didn't know it existed before we played.
And it was kind of like
it's still
there. Yeah, it's still there. And I think the guy's name is Rob. I think he owns the place. I forget. But anyway, we didn't know anybody who worked there. Didn't know the guy that owned it. Anyway, we just kind of went in there thinking that this isn't our place. But and we were a little bit more rambunctious back then. But anyway, during your show, we decided that it was a good idea to smoke some pot.
No, my.
So,
what?
You know, we had a little table in the corner, and a few of us were just sort of enjoying ourselves, and I mean, just, you know, not really trying to hide it or anything. And a couple other guys that were standing up kind of saw us.
You were not at the
kind of like, what about us? And so, next thing you know, there were enough people that it got a little interesting. The guy who owned the place came over, and he literally looked right. We were just sitting there, you know, and he looked right at me and he said, "Are you guys smoking pot?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "You can't smoke pot in here.
This isn't the Fugue."
The Blue Fugue.
What do you think you are, the Blue Fugue?
And we said, "Oh, okay, sorry." And we just got up and we grabbed our coats and we walked out. And on the way out, he looked at me and he said, "You must not be from around here." And we said, "No, you know, we're not trying to offend anybody. We're not trying to make any trouble. We'll just leave." And we caused no trouble. We just left, you know. But the guy literally could not believe it. He had the look on his face like, "What the hell just happened?" You know. But that's, I think, the last time I saw you guys. And it was a great show and a good time. So.
Yeah. Eddie would just tell him like, yeah, that whole festival, I didn't even realize that he did it twice. That festival's been coming up in like the last 2 weeks. Yeah. Eddie was talking about, because I played just down at the pizza place the other day, like, you know, it's two doors down from On the Rocks, and I was talking to Eddie. He played Bluebird Festival. He had to play at Harpo's.
Oh,
Big Medicine had to play at Harpo's. And talked about how fast they could clear out the room in one song. And all the sorority girls left, like, before one song was over.
One chord from Eddie's guitar.
And that was
cranked up to 11.
Right.
She said, one of the sorority girls went to the bar and told them to tell them to turn it down. The bar owner comes and tells Eddie to turn it down. Eddie says, "No."
Yeah.
Yep. You can tell Eddie a lot of things, but you can't tell him to turn it down.
They rock and roll their heart, man. It's like,
or that's why we love Eddie.
Yeah, bring your headphones and your earphones tonight, or your earplugs maybe for the show.
Yeah, as you know, as I'm getting older, I would suggest earplugs if you do show up. Maybe we should have some to give out.
Yeah.
Maybe we should get like Big Medicine autographed earbuds.
Right.
We'll get them specially printed with like the Big Medicine logo on.
I know some other guitar players that like turn up.
That's not heard.
No.
I don't name any names.
Oh, all right. Well, this is great, you guys. I'm looking forward to tonight. What time? What we said, 8 o'clock or so?
Yeah,
8 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Okay, PM, and I'm not sure really tickets. I'm guessing that you probably make a donation at the door or something like that.
I believe that's the way they are. All the shows we've played before are just donations. Somebody will probably walk around with a can, and we're very happy for anything that you.
Okay.
Because someone's got to pay for plane tickets.
That's right. You got to get Jason back to New Orleans.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't.
All right, and John, what about the John Galbraith Trio? You guys got anything coming up?
We're working on a CD. We're playing in Springfield on the 14th of December, and that's the only gig I think we have coming up. Nick and John Thomas are going in the studio to put down bass and drums.
Cool.
Next Saturday, I'm going to try to add some stuff tomorrow at Will's. And so we're going to work on that for a little while, and once I get my 2019 calendar, I'll try to maybe book some shows for that year.
All right, good. All right, well, it's been a blast. I'm looking forward to tonight. Thank you guys all for coming down.
Thanks
tonight.
For having us, Mike.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
We'll I'll play a couple more on the way out here, and then we'll get Diane in here and set up for her show, okay?
Good deal. Great.
Once again, everybody, thank you for listening to the program, and come on down to PDM tonight and see the Gold Bugs and a bunch of other great music. That gets going at around 8 o'clock, and it's over there on Paris Road. About 1730 Paris Road, if I remember correctly. It'll be a great show, and if you run into me, I'll say hello. All right. Thanks again, guys.
All right. Thanks.
We're going to listen to this one is called Better Than Today. And hopefully tomorrow will be that. And we'll be back with you.
Couldn't get much worse.
Thank you, everybody. Here's one from the Bold Gugs.
Bold Gugs. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Here's the Gold
Gugs. Side project.
Better Than Today. Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Called Better Than Today. Another great song from the Gold Bugs. It's going to be a fun show tonight. Really glad those guys had a chance to come down here and spend some time with me this morning. We've got about 7 minutes left here. You got Diana Moxon with Speaking of the Arts coming on at 10 o'clock. And I'll play one more from the Gold Bugs, I think, on the way out here. But I would like to mention that next week I will have a guest on the telephone, most likely. His name is Dylan Walsh. And he's an Irish singer-songwriter who I was introduced to a few weeks ago. And I actually featured him on the Monday night program that I do called Radio Orbit a couple of weeks ago, and he's a great musician with a wonderful songwriting skill and a beautiful voice. So even though he's touring right now, I have some of his music, and I'm going to try to get Dylan to join us on the telephone next week. So that's happening a week from now, and that'll be December the 7th. On the 14th, I'll be gone. Last time I'll be gone this year will be the 14th of December. So we'll have Sarah Catlin sitting in. She's got something planned for you for a couple weeks from now. And then on the 21st of December, we'll have John and Andy from the Hooten Hollers. I don't think Kelly will be able to make it. She's going to be in St. Louis that morning, coming in later that night for a show that they have. I believe it's at... it's either at Rose or at the Blue Note, but the Hooten Hollers will be releasing their live record. It's called Live in Missouri, and that's going to be a great party and a great show on the 21st of December. And those guys will be in here with me that morning on Friday the 21st. In fact, that morning, Friday the 21st, we're probably just going to have sort of a Christmas party down here in the show and invite whoever wants to come down. There's a bunch of people that are playing that weekend and playing that night with John and Andy. So we'll probably have a bunch of different folks down here just to hang around and chat for a while. All right, it's Mike, and you've been listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. Stick around for Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts. This is one more from the Gold Bugs. This one's called Precious Time, which is exactly what it is. And I'll be back with y'all next week.
Lay down, get down, then you take a look.